The following message is brought to you by Mark Maurer, President, National Federation of the Blind, 200 East Wells Street at Jernigan Place, Baltimore, Maryland, 21230.
Greetings, fellow Federationists. This is Thursday, January 2nd, 2014, and Presidential Release number 424. Happy New Year to all of you. As you notice, it's the second day of a new year. And a new year is a good thing to have. We have a nice, shiny new one to get ready to use. Last year was a good year, but we need to make this one better than that. I wished you all a Merry Christmas on the last release. Little Christmas will be coming on the 6th of January. And I know that there have been many other celebrations during this time, so I hope your celebration was a good celebration. I had the good fortune of traveling to visit David Maurer, who lives in Hawaii, and Patricia Maurer went with me, and also Diana had that good fortune. So we spent Christmas in Hawaii, and it is a nice place to spend Christmas, but we're back to work now. We have the Bell Program Seminar coming up today, tomorrow, Saturday, Sunday. And we have a leadership seminar of a new kind that we're trying next week. The leaders of the Tennessee affiliate and the Colorado affiliate are coming here. And we're going to talk about how we do the work that we do in our states. And all of that happens next week. We will be having other meetings this month. And of course, when we get to the end of the month, we have the Washington Seminar. The Great Gathering In meeting will take place at 5 o'clock on the 27th of January. This is a Monday. We have a number of topics to cover during the Washington Seminar this time. John Perret is the person who directs our governmental affairs work. He is the executive director for the advocacy and policy portion of the Federation. And we have in the group, Jesse Hartle, Lauren McLarney, and Anil Lewis, here to talk with us about the work of the Washington Seminar and the business that we have to conduct this year with the Congress of the United States are John Perret, Jesse Hartle, Lauren McLarney, and Anil Lewis. I'm sure we start with John Perret, but I don't know what the order is, but John will fill us in. Here he is.
Thank you, Dr. Maurer. And hello to fellow Federationists. I am so looking forward to this year's Washington Seminar. Remember, the Great Gathering In will be Monday, January 27th at 5 p.m. I also want to thank Diane McGeorge and Lisa Bonderson for all their logistical support that they do to make every Washington Seminar a great success. Now let's hear about the issues. We have three terrific issues to work on this year. To talk about the first one, let's hear from Anil Lewis. Here's Anil.
Thanks, John, and hello, fellow Federationists. I am so excited about this year's Washington Seminar. I can feel change in the air. The NFB will be working diligently through our Washington Seminar period to change what it means to be blind and allow blind people to live the lives that we want. With the fair wages issue, I think that we're going to get some serious momentum this year. We currently have 48 co-sponsors. We have individuals who have pledged support. We're making some inroads with the Education and Workforce Committee. And I think that through our efforts as a combined collective action unit, we will get this bill passed. Our goal this year is to transition from the fact that we recognize that Section 14C of the Fair Labor Standards Act, which allows employers to obtain a certificate from the Department of Labor that allows them to pay people with disabilities less than the federal minimum wage, we recognize this as unfair, discriminatory, and immoral. And we've transitioned to make public officials understand that it's also contrary to what the opposition would tell them. It's not work, it's not training, and it's not right. So as we move forward in our efforts to advocate for fair wages for workers with disabilities, let's get them to understand a couple of things. One, no one but people with disabilities are subject to this law. it's discriminatory on its face. Two, there are ideals out there, strategies out there, new tools that are out there that allow individuals with even the most significant disabilities obtain a job skill that will allow them to obtain a competitive job at a competitive wage. What we have to do is put more responsibility on the employers or the trainers. So when individuals are out there saying, would you pay a person that's only working at 30% productivity a full wage? We have to ask, why are we supporting institutions that can only help a person obtain 30% productivity? We have to put more power and more weight on our message, and we have to put the opposition in its place. We recognize that our efforts to repeal Section 14C of the Fair Labor Standards Act is the right and responsible thing to do. We give employers up to 3 years to convert to these proven business models, putting no additional burden on them as employers. Only those entities who want to continue to exploit people with disabilities by using them as the revenue-generating source for their executive salaries are against us. Let's build the coalition. Let's put our message forward. Let's repeal Section 14C by passing H.R. 831, the Fair Wages for Workers with Disabilities Act. Thank you. And next, my colleague, Lauren McClarney, will be coming to talk to you about her legislative issue. I'll see you in Washington.
This year's Washington seminar is going to be a great year for the TEACH Act. In mid-November, Congressman Petri introduced the Technology, Education, and Accessibility in College and Higher Education Act. In short, the bill calls on the U.S. Access Board to develop accessibility guidelines for instructional materials used in post-secondary education so that those materials are fully accessible to students with print disabilities, including blind students. The TEACH Act is a very simple solution to an extremely ridiculous problem. It's easy to make digital electronic instructional materials accessible, except developers are waiting on the schools to ask for it. Schools are legally mandated to provide equal access, and yet they're totally failing to do so and facing legal action as a consequence. In the meantime, the blind student pays the price. No student can be expected to succeed in college if they are denied access to critical course materials. The TEACH Act provides the guidelines that will serve as a prescription to schools. It will give clarity to institutions of higher education, and it will guide the market. And finally, blind students will have the equality in the classroom that the law mandates and says that they are entitled to. Since the TEACH Act was just introduced in November, this is the perfect opportunity for us to give it the kickstart that it needs. I'm really excited for this year's Washington seminar, and I can't wait to see you all in D.C. Let's work together to get the TEACH Act the kickoff that it needs. See you all in D.C. And here is yet another popular member of the government affairs team, Jesse Hartle.
Thank you, Lauren, and greetings, fellow Federationist. I think Anil's right. Change is in the air. And the third issue we're going to be talking to members about Congress will change what it means to be in the air for blind people when we travel through airports and around the country, because it is time that the National Federation of the Blind took on the discrimination that occurs to blind travelers in airports. As we go through the air travel process, from booking flights on websites to checking in for flights by using kiosk or using digital apps, and making those in-flight purchases during our flights, which all are inaccessible to blind passengers. In 1986, Congress thought they were doing the right thing when they passed the Air Carrier Access Act, which said you could not discriminate against people on the basis of disabilities. This was 4 years before the Americans with Disabilities Act was passed, and Congress said that the ADA did not apply to the airlines because of the Air Carrier Access Act. This legislation will ensure that blind passengers have complete accessibility through all phases of air travel. When we book a flight using a website, it'll be accessible. When we go to check in at a kiosk or use an app to show our boarding pass, it will be accessible. When we sit down on our flight and we want to use the in-flight purchase technology, it will be accessible. We pay the same price to fly the friendly skies. It's time we get the same access to services provided by the airlines as any other passenger does. I'll look forward to seeing you in Washington to get these agenda items passed.
Thank you all for that. We do have one additional person dealing with the matters in Washington at the moment, and that's Rose Sloan, who has come to work here. And it's good to have her on the team, and she will be talking with us when we are in Washington, so you can look forward to meeting her, as well as these others who have been around for a while. Last year, we had the space available part of the Washington seminar, which was one of the items on our list of things to do that were important to do, and we thought that there would be an agreement to put this into the bill that funds the Defense Department. And indeed, part of the Congress had included the space available language, but there was a last-minute agreement to amend the bill so that such matters were not included, and therefore it did not pass this time. We believe, however, that we have almost 200 co-sponsors for the measure, and we think that it will be included as an element of the Defense Department appropriation for this year. So we expect that the work largely has been concluded on the space available, although from time to time there will be some need to do some work on it as we get into this Congress and through this year. I look forward to seeing you at the Washington seminar. Also, I will be bringing the Great Gathering In meeting together at 5 o'clock, as you have observed in the past, and the meeting will not last more than 2 hours. And during the time that I have chaired these meetings, we have only had to hold the clock a few times. I'll see you in Washington. Joe Ruffalo, who is president of the National Federation of the Blind of New Jersey and a member of the Board of Directors of the National Federation of the Blind, hosts an internet radio program called Through Our Eyes. That's THROUOUREYES. The next episode of the show will occur on Wednesday, January 22nd at 8 p.m., and he will be interviewing me. He intends to ask me questions about how things have gone for the Federation during 2013. And you have been a part of the Federation in 2013, most of you, and consequently, I imagine you already know that the Federation has done well during the last year. We are looking forward to even more success in the coming year. If you want to listen to the program at 8 o'clock on the 22nd, you can listen live by calling in a telephone number, which is 1-347-215-7037, or you can use your computer. You go to Through Our Eyes, that's THROUOUREYES.org, and you click the button which says Listen. There are other ways to get at this. You can find it by a podcast. You can use YouTube to find it. It may be that there are other methods in the social media realm. I don't know all of them. Every time I see information about this, there's a huge amount of technical information about how you make comments and how you call in and how you ask questions. If you want to know more, Joe Ruffalo knows. He is president of the National Federation of the Blind of New Jersey, and you can ask him about more details of that. I look forward to the program myself. It is always good to hear Joe's voice as the interviewer on the program. He's been doing it now for, I think, 6 years, and he has made quite a difference with this internet program. We will be getting to the spring convention season as soon as we're through with the Washington seminar, but we've got a lot of work to do in the Washington seminar. Our convention in the National Federation of the Blind of Florida this year is going to kick off the 2014 season. It has been over the last weekend in May in the last few years, and now it's being moved to January. So it will be the first of our state conventions. We will be having our national convention again this year in Orlando. So undoubtedly, part of the conversation during the convention coming up in Florida is welcoming everybody to the 2014 convention. I will be starting the planning on the 2014 convention after the Washington seminar, so if you have suggestions, it would be time to get them to me. I look forward to 2014. It'll be a great year for the Federation. This brings me to the end of the presidential release, and I have some of the endings. James Moynihan of Missouri says, how do you make a turkey float? You take two scoops of ice cream, you add root beer and a turkey. Or Tony Soul of Arizona says, what did the man do who was locked in a room with a piano? He played until he found the right key.
The preceding message was brought to you by Mark Maurer, President, National Federation of the Blind, 200 East Wells Street at Jernigan Place, Baltimore, Maryland, 21230.